From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. The Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission approved a rezoning request for a proposed 94-acre solar energy farm last night. The Columbia Missourian reports Cypress Creek Renewables is asking that the city rezone the land from agricultural to a planned district, which would allow the construction of the solar farm near St. Charles Road, south of I-70, but give the city some control over how the land is developed. Cypress Creek has a contract with Columbia to help the city reach its renewable energy targets. The city plans to have 25% of its electric retail sales purchased or generated from renewable resources by 2023. One resident at the meeting complained about the potential for increased stormwater runoff, but Cypress Creek says they plan to plant native grass to slow any runoff. The proposal will move forward to the council, where Cypress Creek will need to get final approval. Anthem Health Insurance is now covering emergency medical flights in several states, including Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports an agreement between Anthem and Air Methods Transportation became effective August 15th. Before the agreement, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield of Missouri had no in-network ambulance providers. Senator Claire McCaskill has drafted legislation to allow states to regulate the medical costs of air ambulances. She called the new agreement a step in the right direction. Attorney General Josh Hawley has accepted the Archdiocese of St. Louis's invitation to investigate allegations of clergy sex abuse. Jason Rosenbaum reports that Hawley plans to issue a public report and could recommend charges.
Archbishop Robert Carlson sent a letter on Thursday offering to let Hawley's office review its files for how clergy handled sex abuse allegations. It comes as a grand jury in Pennsylvania issued a report detailing widespread child sex abuse within the Catholic Church there. While emphasizing that his office doesn't have the power to bring charges, Hawley says he could make recommendations to local prosecutors if members of his staff find evidence of wrongdoing.
What their cooperation will permit is for us to conduct a thorough, fair, impartial, and indeed vigorous investigation. That's exactly what we intend to do.
Hawley added that the statute of limitations may prevent a prosecutor from bringing charges, which is why he says he's starting his office's inquiry swiftly. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A Columbia woman has been charged with accepting money and cocaine in exchange for letting men sexually assault her 14-year-old daughter, who authorities say has cerebral palsy and the mental capacity of a 2 to 3-year-old. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 49-year-old Renee Collins was charged Tuesday with second-degree trafficking of a child and first-degree child endangerment. Her boyfriend, 44-year-old William Thomas Jr. of Roachport, is also charged with first-degree rape. They are jailed in Boone County, and no attorneys are listed for them in online court records. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.